Mr. Benjamin, last name Benjamin, first name Emmanuel, Emanuel. Date of birth 1/29/55. Date of visit 4/13/2023. This is a 67-year-old gentleman with history of coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, EF 20%, less than 20%, recently hospitalized with volume overload, anasarca, renal insufficiency, CHF, right-sided heart failure, neuropathy, stasis ulcer, lower extremities bilaterally, as well as scrotal ulcer, which he's had for some time, secondary to a previous burn, period. And he paragraph is a diabetic. His blood sugars have been ranging in 100 to 200, period. Hospital records indicates that he lost 100 pounds, close to 100 pounds of fluid in the during the hospitalization. Patient is sent home now quite weak. Patient has dressing in place. The wounds include a right knee wound, about 3 centimeters, right heel, about 2.5 centimeters. There's also left thigh, about a 2 centimeter. And the scrotum, right side, that still remains about a 2 centimeter. These are stage 2 lesions related to most likely stasis, also related to hyperperfusion, related to his severe heart disease, period. A paragraph, he requires ADL. He lives with his brother, Leon, that lives in the house. He requires and is bowel, his bladder incontinent and sometimes bowel incontinent, requires the hospice care at home, which he used to have, and will be signed up on hospice, will be placed back on hospice since hospitalization, period. A paragraph, patient's pain is under control. He also suffers from hepatitis C, COPD, and the protein, calorie, malnutrition, and anemia, period. He has a KPS score of 40% currently, remains hospice appropriate, expected to die within 6 months. His brother and the patient were talking about dying and making arrangements today as well. Hospital hospice chaplain will also provide services to both patient and his brother, since the patient is in grave condition and a very poor prognosis, period. Once again, hospice appropriate, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. Oh, on top, put down the face-to-face evaluation and put down at 5:30 p.m. Thank you.